This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, good Friday afternoon, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, and off we go. How easy is this? You come in here for 2 hours? I mean, is this really their job?
Why does AJ have it so easy? This is a joke.
This is their job?
Yeah.
Really?
They do 2 hours a day.
We grind. I bet they were like exhausted after they did our show.
They do a one-hour horse racing show, a one-hour gambling show.
Oh, did you hear? I was listening. They're doing.
I was asleep.
Like an hour of horse racing this morning.
Well, if he picks winners, I don't care.
No, right. Well, he better be right with his little picks right there, Freddie boy. If you're going to be on our show, you better say the right stuff. All right. So
the standard you have to live up to on our show.
That's right.
And I don't believe missing on horse racing picks is that standard. So get it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you miss.
All right. You'll never hear the end of it from our people.
Well, we heard some of it through Twitter.
This is the worst day of my life, you guys.
What's wrong with you?
Well, so am I supposed to be here today? No, I'm supposed to be drowning in Coors Lights right now on my possibly...
I call that a Wednesday.
My 25th hole.
I call that a Thursday.
Okay, on the 25th hole that I'm playing in a tournament in the member guest
that's
at
right.
Pine Forest.
Do you hear what he
said?
And
instead it's underwater.
Watch this. Yeah, are you listening to what he said, dickweeds?
No, that's Fred.
Do you dump
you
that?
Don't just
you
automatically
dump
say dickweeds.
You can
just
fire that in when you want to.
No, I know that, but you don't automatically just say dickweeds because you're on at 4 o'clock now.
Aren't we
supposed to be drinking right now?
Is this happy
hour?
Is this happy
you
hour?
You are supposed to, actually, yeah. Oh, yeah, actually it is.
Well, maybe you can get some of your bull piss or whatever you're drinking.
What? It's like a full broth. It's a broth. It's not bull piss. What? It's not funny.
With this
it's
container.
Just like it's a broth. It doesn't even look like anything other than a broth.
He walks in with this container.
Bull piss.
Oh, look. I'm still on my cleanse.
Easy,
look what I get to drink.
Woo! Yeah, that's how you update your cleanse. You go downstairs to Hidden Omakase. You know there's a restaurant where all those comic book
called Hidden?
It's called Hidden Omakase.
Well, it is hidden because no one's heard of it.
No, because it's sold out every night.
What is it?
Hidden Omakase. You can't. There's no sign for the restaurant. It's a high end sushi place and other types of
high.
Yeah, and they only do two seatings, 14 people, 14 to 16 people per seating. One at 6 and one at 8:30. And the food's incredible. And Nikki Nguyen, who's there, used to be over at Paul Keyes' place. She's great. I just went in there and I said, so yeah, you have to go to Resy. R-E-S-Y is the place where you do it's an app.
Oh, yeah.
But they're like, it's almost impossible to get a reservation there. It's really hard.
Well, sure, you're getting one right now because you're talking about them.
No. I got one a while back when I did it. But she said, no, we don't. She said, it's like 2 weeks out. You just have to keep checking the app. But anyway.
Well, how do I know where I'm going to be 2 weeks? I'm going to be drunk, probably.
It's just
how will
comic
I remember?
Books. There's just comic books. Japanese comic books are in the blacked out window. You wouldn't even know what it is. And I just said, hey, I'm on a juice cleanse, Nikki. Is there any way? Because she's prepping for tonight. You have any just broth or anything like that? Just something that would taste better than the juice cleanse actually tastes really good, but they're sweet. They're all
it's green.
All sweet.
You drink that green crap and that. And
bull
the
piss.
Red and the beets and
apparently the bull piss.
Good Lord. I tried that one time. It didn't last a day. I'm out because it tastes like crap. Anyway, so this is the worst day of my life. So I'm here. Instead of being drunk on Coors Lights playing golf all day, I'm with you. That's great. Yeah. So you can expect me to be. Yeah.
What does Jose want? Since he's this is Instant Reaction Friday, where if you have an instant reaction to the show, we get you on instantly.
Oh, it's Instant Reaction Friday.
It's Instant Reaction Friday.
All right, let's see what AMF wants. Hey, AMF. Hmm.
Yeah, Lance, hey, what's up? That place you're talking about, that hidden place, that's not the one that used to be over there on West Gray and Shepherd. Like, it was right across the street from Sherlock's. Y'all remember that place?
Nah.
Okay, so it was a door across the street from Sherlock's on West Gray. That was black, and it was under some stairs, and you'd walk. Nobody.
Please don't tell me this ends in a Deshaun Watson joke, sir.
Hmm. No.
Please don't tell me the punchline is a Deshaun Watson hand towel joke, sir.
No, this girl took me, and place. You walk in and it's pitch black, and there's a couple of candles like by the bar, but there's all kinds of sofas and chairs and tables and
His eyes wide shut.
I was thinking maybe you were talking about that.
No. That sounds like what you're talking about, sir, is a swingers club. So I'm talking about a high-end, like a sushi place. It's you got to get a reservation. It's a tasting. What you're talking about is more probably bondage, S&M, swingers, and that whole scene. What I was talking about really has more to do with...
What was the makeout bar that just had the red door? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, not Mazraff's.
No.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was near downtown. I forget what the name of it was.
Yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
It was called the Makeup Bar. I forget.
Well, it had a real name.
Somebody knows it. You can tweet it or you can call us.
Somebody
is
going to care.
Because
I knew something where you said a pitch black, an all black room, a black door. I knew there was something coming.
I've heard all day, and it wasn't Fred and Age. I'm talking about, all day long. So much misinformation about the draft. Sitting here with him all these weeks and hearing and him all the studying he does, and then all these anchors on all these shows that think they know something about it. You got the expert right here for the next couple of hours on what's going to go on and what happened in last night's NFL draft.
Sorry, John. Do you want to look right here and?
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about me and Dell.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Mark Fraley's. Yeah, Fraley's. That's what it's called. Look what this guy says from listening to the show.
What did he say?
He, in my direct message, I'm not going to say his name, but he said, I want $100 off your draft gambling advice. Under 6.5 offensive line picks in the first round, over 4.5 cornerbacks. Mm. Keep up the good work, goat.
Goat. Goat.
That's right.
Mel Kiper might have something to say about that.
Goated.
Okay.
We gave, if you were listening to us in the morning, I literally put money into your pocket. Literally.
So there you go. There you go. You've got it. And you're going to get more information here. I'm looking at very well received your second and third round mock draft, Lance. So
yeah, you want to read some of those later in the show?
Yeah, we're going to read some of the quotes later in the show about what they think of you and your. It seems like you are. They think you're bozo, or they think you're
a lot of clown emojis.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of clown emojis.
I've noticed that's the new thing. It used to be. So for years, trash can emoji was huge. Burning trash can floating in water on fire, dumpsters on fire, anything. Somebody throwing stuff in, or vomit emojis. People literally puking. So puking, vomit emojis, trash cans on fire, trash, and now it's become just very easy. Multiple clown emojis. It went from GIFs to emojis.
So how many? Okay, how many exact picks did you get right?
I think 11.
11, which is pretty good.
Not bad.
That's one out of three.
One guy who, it's pretty.
Of course, the first two were dead on. When did you find out it was going to be trade? Because you had Mac Jones, right?
Well, so I thought as soon as the trade was done, I'm like, well, this is a Trey Lance trade. This is for Trey Lance. Well, all of a sudden, here comes all the Mac Jones stuff whispered. And I can't tell if that was real at the time, and then the 49ers changed their mind, because they did have Trey Lance go see John Beck, who's a different quarterback coach, instead of Quincy Avery. I don't know if that was put out there because they were already softening it so that their fans would be okay with it, or if it was always a smokescreen. Or maybe they just had a couple guys they really liked. From what I was told, what was mentioned yesterday, is it may not have ever been Mac Jones at all. It may have been they just threw him in there.
What's the purpose of a smokescreen? Who cares?
This is what I don't understand. 1 and 2 aren't changing. No one can trade ahead of you. No one's going to trade ahead of you for your quarterback.
Yeah.
So I didn't really understand why there was any kind of shenanigans out there with Shanahan. Other than there was an article that said the NFL asked San Francisco to keep it quiet so they could build some drama for the draft, just not to let the information out. So maybe Shanahan just actively played a little game. Maybe he's got a little sense of humor and did that.
Okay.
Because I can understand why the NFL said, okay, picks 1 and 2 are kind of in the books. And number 3 was a big... I mean, it did carry a lot of weight with talk shows and TV and radio and all that. Who's the third pick going to be? Mm-hmm. I mean, we got a lot of content out of that. Mac Jones got literally run through the... Poor Mac Jones.
I know.
He got run through the mud for the last 6 weeks.
I know, and Trey Lance just sitting there.
Finally,
nobody...
He goes where he went in my second mock draft. to 15.
Yeah.
He just falls to 15. Yeah, that's reasonable.
That's about where
that's reasonable.
What was your biggest shock?
Alex Leatherwood from Alabama going 17. But the I don't Raiders? Know what they're doing. Yeah,
the
I don't
Raiders
know what they're doing.
I mean, and this is Mayock. He's really. But did you?
The problem is, I'm not Lance, sure it is Mayock.
Do you know how many Alabama guys and Clemson guys that the Raiders have drafted?
That's all they draft, and Ohio State.
And, well, the Ohio State was. I think there's only.
So here you go. You got who's the little wide receiver?
Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah. So you got Hunter Renfrow, Cleveland Farrell from the same draft.
Right.
You have Alex Leatherwood now. You drafted Damon Arnett from, and that's just first rounder. Drafted Damon Arnett from Ohio State.
Josh Jacobs.
Else? Oh, Josh Jacobs, Alabama.
Alex, you did Alex Leatherwood.
Yeah, I did Leatherwood.
Oh, here it is. Cleveland Farrell. Who else? Damon Arnett. Oh, Henry Ruggs. Oh, Tanner Muse and John Simpson.
Yeah, Simpson a guard and Tanner Muse a linebacker.
Yeah, right.
Which, by the way, they reached way too far on him. I think the Raiders' drafts are terrible. And I think Mike Mayock... I think Mike's pretty sharp. I don't think Mike's making the picks. And there's been talk that this might be the last year between those two. To be honest with you, I think John Gruden is the one who is making all the picks.
I saw a report that the Leatherwood pick was the last straw. They didn't get into names if it was Mayock or not, but there's going to be a shakeup in that front
office.
There's
no way Mike Mayock was okay with that because you turn the film on. Either that
Gruden's got a 10-year deal. What Gruden is Mayock's got? Gruden he's got has no all hand
the
power. At all. That's right.
The ultimate decision is Gruden. So if you watch tape on Alex Leatherwood, not strong, gets folded in half by hard power rushers on his edge, may have to be a guard. It's one other thing off the field, not a major issue, but none of that would lead you to believe that he'd be a first-round pick. He got picked 17. Cleveland Farrell, his tape was late first round at best. You know, late first round, but he's high character and all that. So I got that. They said, we want guys who know how to win. So they went and got Cleveland Farrell from Clemson. I understood that. The guy from Mississippi State, Abraham, the safety and nickel. Okay, hard
Jonathan
hitter. Jonathan Abrams. And then they had one other pick in the first round that was also coming from in that same year, middle first round, that was another guy with a winning pedigree. So, okay, I get it. I understand it. But, I mean, come on. You reached on Cleveland Farrell. You reached on Damon Arnett. You reached on Alex Leatherwood. Like, this is getting to be terrible. This just isn't Mayock. I mean, I've watched Mike Mayock for years. I've talked to Mike Mayock. This isn't the way Mike Mayock does things. Some of it was. I think he did have his fingerprints on that. And maybe even – but this particular pick – there's no way Mike Mayock would have done
no.
that.
All right.
Not with the board the way it is. All right. We got to get to Texans. I got Texans stuff.
Okay. We're going to do that. We got calls. Everybody wants to get in here. It's 4:14 and I'm still sober, so we're going to take a break.
Yeah, get in while he's sober, please.
But you don't have to be sober on Cinco de Mayo because you can get a margarita over at the Rockets game.
Yeah, so Cinco de Mayo, they've got a ticket for as low as $30. You got a ticket. You got blue margaritas and you got quesadillas. So you got a chance to get your drink, your food, your ticket for as low as $30. Why don't you load up the family and get out to a Rocket game? Go check out Christian Wood. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not know that there's a new guy in town who is scoring 50 points a game? Yeah, his name isn't James Harden. His name is Kevin Porter Jr. You might want to get up on the well, I mean, sometimes we talk about it during the live spot. Sometimes we don't.
No one heard him. I had his mic down.
Yeah, his mic down?
Yeah.
Good. It went through my head, and I left it out. I self-edited. 50 points. Hey, this is the new beard. Maybe. 50 points right there in a W over Milwaukee. That's what they're coming off of. So make sure you go check them out. Cinco de Mayo, a ticket as low as $30, quesadilla, and a blue margarita for you, for your friends, for your family. Get on out there at Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Okay, we got calls in here. We got a lot to do. First, do you have any Texans news that we need to hear right away? Or just your projection?
No, I really do think, and I've said this on our, you guys don't know, because you might not have been listening to the morning show, but I really think this is going to be a trade back spot. The Texans. So when their first pick comes up, don't be surprised that the Texans trade.
Yeah.
It's just because, it's only because, you know.
I'm not too far back.
Well, if they picked, I had them taking Paulson Adebo, the cornerback out of Stanford. If they traded back, there's a cornerback out of Minnesota named Benjamin St. Juste, who has a lot of talent and a lot of defensive back coaches really, really like him. Kind of flown under the radar. Another long-armed cover three, could do some man cover three, cover two stuff. So those are two of the bigger cornerbacks that I would expect for them to, you know, for them to covet. One, if they sat still. One, if they trade back. Maybe both of them if they trade back. There's a couple of, if they stayed and drafted, I could see them drafting a guy named, if he makes it to the third round, Alim McNeil from North Carolina State. He's your DJ Reader. He'd be your new DJ Reader. Now, you got DJ Reader in the fifth or sixth, and this would be in the third. But
what's his name?
Elim, I-L-I-M, McNeil. He is like a freaky work strength guy and workout guy, and has a lot of athleticism. So,
what church does he go to?
I need to check on the church. I'm not sure on church just yet.
Well, we got to find out. This is.
I'm gonna check it. Yeah, no, you got to know.
Got to know.
This or if he goes.
Well, if he doesn't, then
no, that's what I'm saying.
Do we know if he speaks in tongues when he's?
Is that good or bad?
Uplifted by the Holy Spirit. I'm assuming Jack would like it unless he
that's
thinks
a
it's
a spiritual gift you're talking about. I'm not sure. We got to make sure that he's.
I'm
got
gonna
it.
Go check the Twitter.
Well, got a spiritual.
We
gift.
like players with gifts.
Right. Yeah.
Like, all right. Let's see. Yeah. Twitter account. Let's see what his last. On my mama, I'm a DB. Oh,
no, sorry.
Ooh, on my mama. Oh,
forget about it.
On my mama is going to be tough.
Yeah. There's two fish.
what walk. Else? He's retweeting Benjamin St. Juste, actually. That's a good sign. I guess they must be friends. Gregory Rousseau, he's retweeting. Who wants to jump on Madden this weekend, says, and play against me?
I don't see any Bible quotes.
I don't. Yeah.
Let me see. Congratulations to my boy, Gregory Rousseau. Mm-hmm. Gregory Rousseau gets it. Well, he and Gregory Rousseau are tight.
How do you spell this guy's name?
I-L-I-M-M-C-N-E-I-L-L. Yes, sir. Micah Parsons. Oh, he tweeted a Micah Parsons.
Oh, that's it. He's
forget
out.
About it. He's done.
He's done.
Pick
he's
a different done. Player.
He's not Texans material.
We.
All right, let's get a couple calls in here. Lynn wants to get in here and talk about the draft. What do you say, Lynn?
Guys, it's Lynn Gibson. And Lance, I got a couple questions. I noticed you had Cornell Powell maybe for the Texans, but do you think Reggie Atkins has a chance coming from Southwest Colonial to move up into that spot? And even a Flynn Jennings from Insignificant State. You know, one thing about Flynn I think was one of the big deals with him is his effective stance and his daily practice routine were pretty off the charts.
No, so what's the first guy, Reggie who?
Are you a member of the Mockingdales?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
He's a Mockingdale.
Flynn Jennings, I never saw a player named Flynn Jennings, or who was the other one, Reggie Atkins?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Southwest Colonial.
From Southwest Colonial, yeah. So I didn't get Division IV tape. I haven't seen any Division IV tape on him or Flynn Jennings. Although they do sound like actual prospects, I can assure you that they are indeed not prospects. So if you're a listener... Hang up on
the Mockingdales.
Is that the Mockingdales?
Yeah,
the Mockingdales.
That's it. When a pick gets made, that's what they do.
Reggie Atkins and Flynn Jennings. And here's the thing, and I don't like to tell him this on Twitter, but his names are great. Like, these are real draft names he puts out on Twitter that aren't real people, of course, but they 100% they could be. Like, yeah. Yeah, they 100%. Like, Flynn Jennings. Sounds like he might be, a 6 foot tall slot wide receiver from BYU. Flynn Jennings, white kid, is kind of sneaky fast. Like Flynn ran a 4.48. Yeah, Flynn's pretty fast. He jumped 37 inches. Yeah, dude, Flynn was an all state basketball player in Utah. Flynn can go, but Flynn doesn't exist. That's not a real person. So.
So
that just wasted
that's
our time.
Wasted. That's a waste of time. Thanks, Mockingdales. Let's get Chris in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's up? That was cracking me up. Lance, you remember the guy who used to call into the show, a little more feminine, and he used to talk about hosting up and how he could help post up moves? That's who that guy's voice reminded me of.
That's because that is Reggie.
That is Reggie.
That's the same guy.
Yeah.
That's Reggie.
That's Reggie.
Okay, he'd be like, yeah, he wouldn't mind giving Dwight Howard some tips on posting up and using lower body leverage. I used to literally have to pull over. I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
You know, a guy's voice is a little more effeminate. And he used to talk about posting up. Yeah, that's Reggie. It's the same guy.
Yeah. Hey, so Ballard with Quiddy Pay, did you see that coming? I mean, I'm a little nervous for the Texans offensive line with that pick, and I'd love to see maybe we could trade again Ballard as our new GM. The other one I had was Zaven Collins to Arizona. Was that a little higher than you expected? I thought he was lower first round, but I'll hang up and listen, man. Ballard's really doing a great job up there. Oh, my last question was the Jaguars. If they come away with Asante Samuel, I know Trevor Lawrence, everybody thinks is a lot, but with what they got, Etienne and then Asante Samuel, what do you think about their draft? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's for me. I think there's better options for them. I would look at Christian Barmore there, or Tyson Campbell if he's on the board, and then Pat Freiermuth, the tight end, is a possibility because their tight end coach from Penn State just joined Urban Meyer, so and that happens to be a need. So I would keep my eye on a Pat Freiermuth in the second round for Jacksonville. Yeah, I mean, look, anytime you have draft picks, you're going to get better, and anytime you don't have draft picks, you're going to get worse. So Texans are getting worse. Jaguars are getting better.
Yeah.
I mean, and Trevor Lawrence isn't going to be a bust.
Because I saw all these, well, look at this roster and that roster. Now that they have Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne.
Yeah, it changes.
It changes the whole, I mean, but we knew that it was going to be Lawrence, that Trevor Lawrence was going to be
picks.
There.
John, they have two picks in the second round, too.
Yeah. So, listen, it's unquestioned who the worst team in this division is. I mean, this is not even arguable. Who the worst team in this division is, especially with everything, all the crap that's going on around with Deshaun. Everybody is getting better. Everybody is getting better except the Texans. And they've got now, talking about trading down too. I don't mind, except, you know what, this roster looks like it's full of, Lance, right now? It looks like it's full of fourth and fifth rounders.
Yeah.
That's all you got is just average guys at every position.
Almost all of them.
No, every position.
Replaceable.
Name a guy at any position on the Houston Texans that is a top 10 player at his position.
Well, Tunsil is. People will try to come at you with Zach Cunningham. But if you say top 10, then you're just talking about top one-third of the league of inside linebackers. I don't know that that's accurate.
Might be, because he gets a lot of tackles.
I mean, he gets a lot of tackles, but how many are impact? How many impact players?
No safeties, no corners, no linemen.
You have a
no
team
defensive linemen, one offensive lineman, no wide receivers.
A team full of replaceable players.
I mean, honestly, you don't have a power. You don't have any firing. You don't have any ammunition at any position. I mean, this is unbelievable how bad it is. And it's just getting worse with everybody passing you by. This is even the Lions. The Lions did a nice job getting Penei Sewell. I mean, yeah. Well, they got a guy who's going to be there for a long time.
Yeah, they didn't. They fell into him. They said, we're not going to overthink this.
Yeah.
The draft went about like what I thought. I mean, Lance was obviously so at some point yesterday, it went where the odds swung drastically to Trey Lance. And I don't know where that started getting out. You know, you almost wonder, did somebody close to Kyle Shanahan start firing off a bunch of bets or something? But not that that ever happened. But I'm just saying, for it to switch like that, I never saw any reports. So I don't know why the odds changed unless there was some big money. I think there was some big money in Vegas.
There was a leak, yeah.
You know, a $20,000 bet on Trey Lance or something like that.
That's how Baker Mayfield changed right before.
Yeah, he was 5-1 just 1 week ago. Wow. Trey Lance was, about 10 days ago, he was 5-1.
Wow.
And the small favorite was Justin Fields. Yeah.
Before that went down.
I wish I could have.
What about J.C. Horn to the Panthers being... First of all, we said the best odds were going to be Micah Parsons or J.C. Horn being the first defensive player taken.
Yeah.
J.C. Horn was the first defensive... I was a little bit of a surprise for the Panthers.
Yeah, a little bit. I knew the Cowboys supposedly liked J.C. Horn better than Surtain,
too. I thought
too.
They really loved Mac Jones. Who? That was the word.
Who's that?
But the Panthers, they coached him, right?
Yeah, but you have Sam now. Why are you going to take him and let him sit for two? They picked his fifth-year option up already. So now Sam, they're on the hook after this year. They're on the hook for another, like, $23 million, I think. Or it's going to be somewhere close to $20 million for Sam Darnold, maybe more. I mean, you ain't drafting a quarterback to sit for 2 years in the first round.
Well, I bet no, but they better like him.
I think that's a Deshaun spot. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, why draft Mac Jones when you think you might be able to get back in on the Deshaun sweepstakes?
Yeah. And Sam Darnold would cost them 18.8 because he like the new deal for the fifth year option. You have to actually, you know, do stuff to get the high level. And Sam Darnold doesn't reach any of that stuff other than I don't even know if he reached the game started plateau. So he gets 18.8 in 2022.
Okay, that's still nice money. But you know, it's not too penal that you don't get another guy in here. I mean, oh well, you'll have to eat 18.8. Well, unless you're paying, because you'd still be paying this guy on his rookie. You're going to be paying Trevor Lawrence or Mac Jones on his rookie second year rookie deal. That's not going to be too much at the quarterback position. They could have still done it.
I just don't think it made sense if you still got your eyes on Deshaun.
Yeah, except it's an asset too. You'd have another asset. I mean, if they liked J.C. Horn that much, I get it.
No, I think they could have
also gotten out of there.
No, they need corner help. I think they really like J.C. Horn.
They might have been able to trade out of that spot with the Bears and pick up.
Possibly, but man, you have to come way up. The Bears went all the way up to what, 11 was it?
The Bears went up to 11 to get Justin Fields.
To get Justin Fields, and Chicago went ballistic. They were so happy. If they traded up and drafted Rashawn Slater, because that was a possibility too. They need a right tackle. If they had drafted Rashawn Slater, Chicago would have burned to the ground.
No. I was listening to a podcast of a guy. It's for one of the Athletics NFL podcasts. And the guy, I think his name is Robert Mays, is a big Bears fan. And they were doing it live. Obviously, it's recorded, so you hear it later. And when the Bears traded up for a quarterback, he couldn't talk anymore. He's like, I can't believe we actually might get a good quarterback in here. That's how desperate.
That's how I felt with when the Texans traded up for Deshaun. Honestly, I was like, oh my God, they finally did it. They finally did it.
And look how that's turned out for you.
Yeah. I mean, I was rubbing myself on my shoulders.
Oh, boy. We're just going to go to break, right?
Rubbing myself. Chase said,
I was rubbing my shoulder like I was getting a
massage.
Massage.
Yeah, and now do that joke.
Do the towel joke. I'm not doing the towel joke.
Were you thrusting your shoulders in the air?
Was the towel itchy?
I jumped off the couch.
Yeah. Were you a little hot? You're a little hot in there, so you kind of like took a shirt off or something?
A little excited.
Yeah, I bet.
4:30, ESPN 97.5. 713-7803. We got board of calls. These afternoon guys, they don't even have to work. 2 hours and they get, and it's all they do.
Chase
is take calls.
Chase said, I vote for the 4 o'clock bench, but at 7 a.m., you ain't getting that same energy, Chase.
No, don't worry. Chase, don't. It's not the same.
No, I should be on my 15th Coors Light. I'm not, okay? So, so that's on you guys.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5 as well. 713-780-3776. John and Lance here in the afternoon. Just a couple of hours of work. What a job these two have. My goodness.
You know they actually work from 4 to 7 most days, right?
Yeah, it's still only 3 hours.
Yeah, it's less. Well, Lance is accustomed to that.
Yeah, that's what I said. The lazy guys, they work for 3 hours a day.
What else?
Oh, yeah, Joel. Yeah. And Charlie, even 2 hours a day.
No, they only work 2,
nice jobs. Nice jobs.
They only work 2.
Nice jobs you guys got. And then some of us work 6 days a week, but okay, never mind. I don't want to talk about me.
Yes, you do. But you enough about me. You love talking about
me. But enough about me. Let's talk about the draft. Okay. Kadarius Toney.
Hey, he's talented.
I know, but
he's got first round talent. He's, you know, he tools up too.
Yeah. I
mean, multiple videos of him tooled up with AR-15s loaded up in his car and another one out on the playground with him and his boys just chasing after somebody else. Gunshots going on. I thought for sure he would fall out of the first.
Was honestly. That a bigger surprise than Peyton Turner?
Hold on. Can you please pull up Young Joka? That's his rap name. Young Joka.
Peyton Turner?
No. Peyton Turner does not have a rap name. I think he's from Canada. You can't.
Talking about Zaven Collins?
No. We're talking about, can you
Kadarius
pull up
Toney.
Kadarius Toney's rap. His rap.
Can we play any of it?
Can you? You need to check. You might be able to play like 4 or 5 seconds. Okay. He's Young Joka. It's not good. It's tremendously auto-tuned. It's the sing-songy, like what rap is today, which is mostly terrible with that sing-song, terrible stuff. And You know, if you're a first round pick, you would think that your rap videos, even if you were just, and you went to Florida,
mm-hmm.
you went to a major Power Five school. You were at a team that's one of the best teams in college football. You're a heralded player. You're a first round pick. The fact is, his videos have like 8,500 hits tells me something about the rap game of Young Joker.
Then it must be really awful if it has only that many hits. Okay.
Peyton Turner was a surprise. Yeah, well, go ahead.
30 seconds in,
yeah.
He says, never give a Bia your heart.
Well, I mean, is he being, okay, well, is there a, do you disagree with that?
Well,
no, actually.
You of all people feel
I
like
don't
you,
actually disagree. And he's got, you look at him, you think, okay, if he wasn't playing football at that high of a level, he has the look of a guy who would rap. He's got the hair, all the stuff.
He's got the Broward
County. He's got the look for it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's only got 900 subscribers. He may want to tell people Young Joker and then in parentheses Kadarius Toney so people would actually
That's
go
what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But all I did was Google Kadarius Toney rap or rapper and Young Joker popped up. And I talked to a team who said they were watching some Young Joker videos during the draft process. And they went through everything. They had the very, very good plays. And then the area scout who had that area said, now I need to show you some other Kadarius Toney plays. Here's one with guns that they posted on YouTube and then tried to take down, but it was captured. So it was screened by, I don't know who captured it, but so this team had that one posted on YouTube. I thought was a curious decision. Mm-hmm. And then there was, although it probably wasn't them, it might have been somebody else. And then they just decided to watch some Young Joker videos and, well, the consensus was, we don't have to worry about him being a successful rapper. Like, Chad Jackson was a rap producer. Chad Thomas was a rap producer coming out of Miami. He was a defensive end who had already worked with Rick Ross. He was talented. You had to worry about that when he's coming out. I know everyone said, it's great that they have other things other than football. No, it's not. In real life, it's not. Because teams want you to just be a football player, and that's what they want. And then when you're done... Yeah. When you're, 27 years old, you've still got time to produce. The problem was he was pretty good at it, and he was actually a good musician. So when they listened to Young Joker, they said, okay, he's not going to rap.
Does Young Joker, is he aware that he's not good?
I don't think he's self-aware yet.
So then that could still, he could still, still be working
concern,
on it.
Yeah.
Well, it's the other concern is, being a rapper and then, and a gangster too, or whatever.
You don't want to live that
because
whole
there,
lifestyle.
There have been a couple of guys, who were the guys that, the defensive back and the other guy that got busted for
robbing like a
DeAndre
card game?
Baker?
Yeah, DeAndre Baker. Oh, look at he's drinking his bull piss.
What do you dislike more when I called that thing you're drinking boo boo juice or him calling it?
I think bull piss is worse.
Boo-boo juice.
You remember. He was drinking whatever.
All right, I want to ask you about Peyton Turner, but I can't because we got people here. LSU Brian wants to get in here. What do you say, LSU Brian? Hey,
what's up, guys? Hey, man, I apologize if y'all have already. I heard y'all talk about Peyton, whatever his name is. So I apologize if y'all already kind of discussed. But John, I figure you might know a little bit about him since you're kind of connected with the university there. So I wonder if it's a reach. I know it's not a. They traded up, a couple years ago to go get Davenport. So it's not. It's not a reach because you didn't trade anything for it. But I don't know much about him. So if y'all can give me some information on him, and also Lance, what do you think about the Bengals going to get Chase? I'm not sure what their offensive line already looks like, so I don't know if they should have went with Panay or not.
No, you go Chase. Get the guy who's the high the high end player, the better in talent. Guess what? My mock draft, I gave him Tevin Jenkins. Right tackle, second round. Good football player.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Elijah Moore and Penei Sewell or Tevin Jenkins and Ja'Marr Chase? I'm probably going, and I don't even know if Elijah Moore would be there, but I'm probably going with Ja'Marr Chase and Tevin Jenkins.
Who would you have for them if Tevin Jenkins was off the board at tackle?
Well, so Liam Eichenberg and Tevin Jenkins are the two. I have Eichenberg going off the board. And then Tevin Jenkins, if he's not there, they could still potentially look at Sam Cosmi. But I might not I might back off of tackle if those other two guys and go look at a different position. They have some other positions that they can take a look at. So,
well, what was funny was that this week they just they put the fifth year option. They gave the fifth year option to Marcus Davenport. Did the Saints, and then they go and draft another defensive end.
It was an awful.
They had to, even though he hasn't played worth a darn.
They're a panic factory. Yeah. Mickey Loomis and those guys have been making the. I thought the Marcus Davenport deal was like, woo. And I understood it when Drew Brees was there. You said, okay, well, that's a lot, but you're trying to give him his best chance to win.
He probably would have still been there when they drafted.
Maybe. But it was back further in the first round.
Was he worth that? No.
Time has told you he hasn't been, and he's had injuries.
Not even
Peyton
close.
Peyton Turner, it's a little bit of a surprise he went to first, but not a huge surprise. I had someone ask me, who are the four
You had him
guys?
In the second, right? Because I was asking if he'd be there in the third.
2A, which meant the top of the second round.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so it's not a huge.
Bottom of the first is
and
not.
I said, a team said, who do you think are three guys who could get into the, who might surprise in the first round? I said, Milton Williams, who didn't go, Eric Stokes, who did go, and Peyton Turner. And two of those guys went. And the reason is because Peyton Turner doesn't have injury issues or character issues in some of the other defensive ends.
No, Dana loves the kid.
Yeah, some of the other DNs have some either character or injury issues or production issues. So, and he's big, he's long-armed, he's strong.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a lot of potential, but like, I would say like Marcus Davenport, this is what concerns me a little. Like Marcus Davenport, he's still a little raw. He's got a little. He's got to get better. He's got to learn.
Yeah.
He still has. They have to develop him. You took a developmental player
and
Marcus
Davenport.
Put two
first rounders on him.
Yeah. You took Marcus Davenport as a developmental player, which two first for developmental players. Of course, I say that, and you just spent three on a quarterback. But we know that quarterbacks are a little different.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Let's get Long. Is his name Long? Hey, Long. How you doing?
Yeah, Long.
How you doing?
Lance, so what's the reason why Elijah Moore fell? And who do you see going off the board first, Elijah Moore or Asante Samuel? And also, you're the morning guy stock draft editor, right?
What's that?
What's the reason why Elijah Moore
fell? No,
yeah,
I heard that.
The second part.
Oh, who do you see going off the board first, Elijah Moore or Asante Samuel?
Right.
And what was the last question?
And you know the morning guys already talked draft already, right?
Yeah.
Morning guys?
But you know the draft is an all-day affair.
Yeah.
He said, you know the morning guys already talked the draft.
Oh, well, as long as Fred and AJ talked about it, then we should just stop then.
Yeah. I didn't hear it. I didn't get home until 4:40 in the morning after finishing the second and third round mock for NFL.com.
You do know that Lance works for NFL.com, right, Long?
Yeah,
he's just messing around. He's just messing around. He asked us a draft question.
Oh, you know why? Because I think they say that to the afternoon guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn it.
Damn it.
You don't know the deal here.
I don't know the deal.
You know what, Log? Listen, we're not podcasting reading anymore. What are we?
You go to ESPN. Yeah. Not supposed to
go to ESPN 97.5 and you can hear it, okay?
Damn it, Long.
All right, go there and listen. They already talked about it this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure
he was playing along into our bit.
Oh, I know.
He was playing along into our bit.
I forgot about that.
We missed that one. Good job, Long.
Yeah.
I think Elijah Moore goes before. In my mock draft, I have...
Yeah, Asante Samuel.
In my mock draft, I have Asante Samuel going ahead of Elijah Moore. But to be honest with you, I think Elijah Moore goes ahead of Asante Samuel.
Well,
I'm just not sure where.
Because
I think somebody's going to trade
why
up.
Why would you lie to everyone about
Because I don't
want to
do a trade up. This mock draft took me 5.5 hours.
Sounds like you took the night off.
Asante
Samuel to the Eagles, you've got Elijah Moore to the Panthers after
but
that.
But here's the thing. I don't think that Matt Rhule would not let him get away from him, but I think somebody's going to trade up and get Elijah Moore.
Can I ask you a question that you can think over during the break?
Yeah.
Who is the player that should go off the board first, regardless of need? Like, say the Jags had equal needs across the board.
Yeah.
Who's the best player left and who should go off the board?
Yeah, I'll give you an answer and I'll tell you why when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 4:48. We only got an hour and 12 minutes left. What kind of show is this? I mean, this is ridiculous, this show. How easy it is. Yeah, why don't we just do this from now on? And but I'll have to do it drunk, just so you know, because I'll be playing golf.
You don't have to.
No, well, if I'm playing golf all morning, guess what? Guess what? I'll show up here at 3:59 and let's go.
Turn the mics on. If I don't answer your question now, it won't get answered.
That's true.
So I would say the guy that I would take, that I think you have to take, honestly, you know what? I was going to say Christian Barmore because he's the most talented, but I would say Elijah Moore. Because when you look at this running back draft in the wide receiver draft in the second round, Nico Collins is okay. I've got him in the second. But Terrace Marshall's got some injury concerns. De'Ami Brown, I'm like, eh. He's just a lot better than the other guys to me. So I think once you get past Elijah Moore, I think it's going to be a big drop in quality for the wide receivers. So I would say maybe that would be the guy that I think is the most important one. And that wouldn't shock me if somebody traded up for him. So I would say, yeah, for me, probably Elijah Moore. But Barmore is a very close second because he's the most talented run and rush defensive tackle in this draft. But the reason he didn't get drafted is because teams have some concerns about him. So there are no concerns about Elijah Moore. He's just a really, really talented player. Not the biggest guy. Plays hard, practices hard, loves the game, like character off the charts. I think that would be my answer.
Well, speaking to the trade up, Ian Rappaport tweeted that the Jags are likely to make a pick at 33, but a lot of teams, or at least multiple teams, are talking to the Jets about trying to get to 34. I don't know who that's for. He didn't give any names. But at the top of the
second round.
If I were to
guess, it would be either Barmore or Elijah. Christian Barmore or Elijah Moore would be my guess. I'll bet you, he could end up in the Colts division because Ballard's former right-hand man is the right-hand man of Joe Douglas in the Jets. Maybe they call and they jump up there and get another wide receiver to bust our ass with. T.Y.'s getting older. Well, why not get somebody new in here that could get us, can run up in the Texans defense for about 150 yards a game?
Whatever. Hargraves Island. Stop
all right.
It.
Hargraves Island.
You got Paulson Adebo to the Texans?
I have a cornerback. He did not play in 2020. He opted out. He was not as good in 2019. He was great in 2018. He's got 8 interceptions in 2 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
4+4 is pretty good in college football. That's all he played, 2 years. A ton of passes broken up. He's tall, he's long, he's fast. I like him. He did not come off of a good 2019, and he had a really bad game against Gabriel Davis, wide receiver for Buffalo, who was drafted last year. He went back in and said, okay, I'm going to go back to school a year. Good decision. Then he opted out. So he hasn't. He's one of those guys who hadn't played football a year. He's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But there was a time where a lot of people were talking about him as a first-round corner and a top 40 player. So if the Texans had, I'd be happy if they had a shot at him personally.
And they might trade down. Either that or something like that or trade down. They need a corner. Just go get them. Who's next? Lynn. Let's get Lynn in here. Hey, Lynn.
Hey, this question is for Lance. What do you think about the Giants trade with Chicago yesterday? You think that was a good, as far as a good trade for them,
for the Giants
and that receiver, and also the receiver that they got from Florida? Do you think that was a good pick?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about Kadarius Toney to move out of number 11 where they were, the Giants, and so they weren't going to take Justin Fields, and Dell, do you have what they got back? I was in the middle of doing a clubhouse app thing. So they got something good back.
They got an extra. They traded out the Bears, right? So they got the Bears next year's first rounder.
Yeah, I mean.
And fourth rounder.
Yeah.
They got yesterday's first and fifth, and the Bears first and fourth next year.
Yeah.
So I would say anytime you have a chance to get an extra first and you can stay in the first, that's a good job. Dave Gettleman had never traded back in the first round. Never had ever traded back. And so he told people, wait a minute, don't say never. And so this time he traded back. I just think that they got the wrong player. I think they should have got Elijah Moore as a safer guy than Kadarius Toney. But they got a talented player. I'll tell you that. Kadarius Toney is hard to cover, and he's unpolished as a route runner. He's just talented. Once he learns to run the routes effectively, that guy is going to be really, really tough to cover. So, and he's bigger than Elijah Moore. It's just that I feel like there's a little more bust factor with him. So I liked it. I just didn't love the pick they made. And I would have liked for him to be drafted behind Rashad Bateman just for purposes.
For what reason?
Just because I predicted it.
What?
Okay. My mock draft.
All right. You just wanted Kadarius Toney for some reason to be behind.
Well, because of my mock draft.
Well, you're a hater of Young Joker, what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. I guess you don't like the rap game.
Have you found a banger that you can play at all from Young Joker?
No. And his name is Young Joker. Of course I haven't.
Young Joker. Let's get Philip in here. Hey, Philip.
Hey, guys. Love the show, man. Johnny, Long Collars with LZ and Delio. Y'all do. I listen to y'all every day. I live in Pennsylvania.
Awesome.
But I'm from Houston, and I listen to y'all 97.5 on, nice. You know, with the app. And I run my meal every morning from 7 o'clock my time to whenever y'all get off, and I listen to it constantly. And I love y'all show, and it's good to be sitting back drinking a Coors Light and listening to y'all tonight.
I want to ask y'all. Perfect call, maybe.
Yeah.
I want to ask y'all. So you think the Houston Texans will draft a cornerback, or what are they going to draft tonight?
Yeah.
Because I'm excited for this draft.
Oh, I think are you?
But I just don't.
Are you, Philip?
I think it's.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right,
man.
Thanks for listening in Pennsylvania, man. We appreciate that. Thank you.
I think it's, man. I'm on the west side, so.
Yeah.
Not Philadelphia side, because Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They're crazy. I'm more Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
No, but where? But what part of Pennsylvania are you in?
West side.
I'm in Ridgeway.
Now I'm going to ask you.
So he's listening to 92.5. He's on the west side.
Okay, that makes sense. And it's 92.5 is where it comes in better in the west. Let me ask you this question: Are you at
Yes, sir.
How close are you to? Are you in like any of the more farmland area, or is it more like city area?
I'm in the mountains. Okay, I'm a mountain man now.
Do you know
I fish.
Do you know a guy named Kai Proctor?
I'm close to like Du Bois, Pennsylvania.
No, that's.
Oh, I know where Du Bois. Yeah,
that's Banshee.
Do you know a guy
he's
named?
No, he's talking about Banshee. Are you
Kai Proctor?
You're no, not.
Kai
Proctor you're not Amish.
He's
are
not
you
Pennsylvania
Philip?
Dutch?
No,
yeah,
he's
like
Amish.
Amish. It is a lot of Amish people.
I told
around,
you.
But
have you cool seen people. This super smoking hot girl? Well, she's dead now, but. She was super smoky.
I'm the only one that has. I have an old smoky in my backyard, yeah. And people
yep.
look
that's
at
what
me
I was thinking.
Like,
yeah,
but like see, wow, you got
the
an old
small
smoky.
Old smoky or the bigger old smoky?
It's the biggest one you can buy
on the west side.
With the yeah, on the west side.
Yeah,
oh. See,
I love it. I love it.
That's
I mean,
all,
I
yeah.
go to fishing camp. I go to hunting camp.
Yep.
And I'm from Houston, Texas.
Way to go!
I mean,
man.
I grew up in South Park.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
No doubt. By way of Pennsylvania.
But it's because of woman. It's because of woman.
What happened?
That's why.
A woman brought you to Pennsylvania? Was she Amish?
Kind of.
Okay. kind of Amish?
Well, then.
Yeah.
Well, then,
foot in, foot out. That could have been Lily Simmons, if I'm being honest.
Wait a minute.
I make my own butter.
You churn?
Okay.
You churn butter? But wait a minute. You're using an apparatus called a pot. You're listening on it.
We said he has
on
a
an
mill.
Apparatus, right?
Didn't you say you had a mill?
Yeah.
Now you're going into something else different.
Wait, no. What's a mill?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a mill.
He doesn't
mill.
Have a mill?
He said he listened. What did he say in the
did
morning?
Did you build your own barn?
He doesn't have a barn.
Kind of. I do. Okay. I do have a barn.
He's got a barn?
He kind of built a barn because
have
he's.
A garden.
Because the girl's kind of Amish.
I have a garden. I grow my own vegetables. I mean, I live off the land.
Did this girl meet you on Rumspringa? Is that how you met? She was at
the only communication with the real world is y'all.
Oh, are you serious?
Wow.
And this is a terrible communication to the real world.
Honest,
it is a very poorly filtered communication.
Audio. I don't watch TV. I don't watch anything.
Oh.
All I listen to is John Granato, Lance Erline. and Delio.
Delio, yep.
Delio. Not really my name.
No, it is. No, it is.
Hey, can I ask you one more question, Lynn? Can I ask you one more question, Philip? You said you moved to Pennsylvania for a woman, and she's kind of Amish. Was she kind of on Rumspringa when she met you?
No chance he knows what Rumspringa is.
Well, she moved to Houston when she met me.
Yeah.
We're both machinists.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's how he built his own barn.
We met while we were working together. That's the place. They say to meet a girl in the bar or meet a girl in church. Well, I think the best place to meet a girl is at work.
Hmm. Yeah.
Kind of can be there a
you go, Dell. All the interns
Stop
that
it.
Come through here.
What are you doing?
But anyway, guys, I love y'all show, man. I watch y'all. I mean, I don't watch y'all, but... Well, sometimes I get on Twitch and I listen and watch y'all, but in the mornings, you know, I run my machine. I listen to y'all every morning.
How do you have internet, though? But how do you have internet, though? If you live in a mountain?
I don't know. Sometimes.
You don't
sometimes
know?
Sometimes it goes, sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes.
I mean, when I go camping, I have no internet at all.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure in the Amish land, it's hard. Hey, we got to go. Hey, that's great stuff, Philip. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Philip.
Thank you, Philip. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. His only contact with the outside world. We appreciate it. Him and Kai Proctor. That's it.
Yep.
What did I do? I didn't do nothing, Del.
And then also.
It's 5 o'clock.
That one girl that was married to Lucas Hood, who knows a lot of fighting
Lance,
techniques.
It's not a real story.
That's a TV show.
It's a TV
show.
She
was Rabbit's daughter, and she knows a lot about. She can whip your ass and, frankly, kill you.
Hmm.
I wonder if that's her.
And does she do other stuff, too?
Yeah, she does.
She does.
It's Banshee. You do two things. You fight and you do the other
two. The two things. All right, that's it. 5 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. Take a break.